today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can sleep in Michael's room and Michael will sleep in our bedroom. So that's fine.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the pirate ship anymore.
And if Rob comes down with you, Rob and you will sleep in the queen together.
Yes, with a lion licking our toes.
As long as you'll hold me.
Drinking a Heineken. But anyway.
I had two grandmothers that were both very Catholic. My mom's mother was so Catholic, she was wearing the black mantilla veil when she went into Mass.
Oh,
She was next level.
They're taking care of their skin.
And
did that go away, just out of curiosity? Did that happen to go away when your father extricated himself from that family?
You know what I want? When I'm awakened in the middle of the night as a 59-year-old man by my bladder, you know what I want to have happen when I finally go to the potty? I want it to be like it's right after the second intermission of a Caps game, and I've been drinking the 16-ouncers.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's what I want.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What did I miss?
Thank you.
That was a funny little exchange.
So, he's funny boy sometimes. He makes me laugh. He pisses me off, but he makes me laugh.
Rob is a creature of routine. And
you think?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly before the show. Yes. It's routine. And that is... That calms people, that soothes people. People have...
Doesn't soothe me.
No, it does not, but people have the routines.
It should, because it's like a structure thing to make sure that...
No, I'm lying. I'm telling you, I will tell you, no, you are, if anything, you are reliable.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you're reliable, and that's why that what you've done lately has been a small departure from your normal tell. You are, every day, when I connect, you're there. It's your... You know, you're there, and that is extremely valuable to me. I like that, too. So when you duck out right after we connect sometimes, I'm concerned, and I'm wondering about your urinary urgency that I've noticed in the last, would it be month or so, where you will duck out right before the show, and I can only think that you're... By the way, is that a regular sugar soda that you have to
right there? No, this is the... and I'm still back and forth on it. It's the Coke Zero Orange Vanilla. Some days it tastes good.
So they have a no-calorie orange vanilla.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't. So I'm back and forth on it. But I like the caffeine.
Well, how would you... I mean, if you had to make a final decision on it, what would you... Because I've wanted to try that.
Let's see.
Is it cold?
One more time?
Ice cold.
Ice cold. All right, let's see. Is it a little can, or is it just your meat hooks?
It's as big.
It's a full size can. How?
But it looks
dare
small.
You?
It hides when you hold it.
Look at it. Hold that up. Yeah. That's a great perspective shot for people. Look at that.
He's hiding. Now all
he could have. Do you know the sports?
If he had been, hold it. Can I?
If he had been given a normal upbringing and not a
here
from
you
a
go,
broken
Doris,
home,
you hold it.
He could have. You could have fended off linebackers with that.
My hand is a regular size.
Do you know why, Mike? Because I was always about making friends, not opponents. That's why.
Well, no, you
using
didn't
my
know any
size
better.
For good.
You weren't thrown to the wolves.
Well,
you didn't
come from
you weren't
a broken
active
home.
In sports.
No.
You know?
Thanos holds a soda. Just
theater
like
sports.
Soda.
Theater.
Let's get back to, that was only in high school that you did theater sports. Let's get back to urinary urgency.
Is something leaning on your bladder that we don't know?
The thing that happened before the show, the moment you request, is that I am a creature of habit, and every day, kill all the mics, look for the signal, put the things in motion to start the show. After I hit the third button, I start the timer. And Oscar gets my attention, showing me that he has his own clock and that he started a timer like, hey, thanks, buddy, for the backup.
So I spun it around and showed it. I was like, in case you need a backup, here's another timer that started
so do
at
you
the
have
same
three,
time.
Do you have two timers in there going right now?
No, I have a backup clock. I only run one timer.
Yes.
But there's another clock.
But technically
your timer
right now.
Say?
Right now I'm at 3:10 at the mark. And Mark.
We are perfectly synced.
I have 3:10 now.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I am at 3.
The network is going to
I'm
be
I'm at 3:20 at Mark.
Oh, shut up. Let's do it.
Wait,
so,
3:25 at the
okay. All right,
Mark.
I got it right. You got a backup.
Nice.
But you have been peeing more frequently,
so
have you not?
Well, here's the thing. Today we have an early start, and normally the first thing I do when I get here is pee. Because I've been in the car for a long time. and I usually have a soda in the car. And by the time I'm at Podcast Village, it's ready to be
bladder time.
Better to be released. But today,
by the way, I don't know if I'll ever give up soda pop.
That's every the greatest
nutritionist and everybody says soda, diet soda even is bad for you. You shouldn't touch it. But you know, I'm trying to transition to drinking just water during the show.
Yes.
Even our delightful friends at Liquid IV.
Yes.
I'm trying to drink plain water once in a while, even though I can't stand it. And by the way, the Liquid IV that I have in my house is so tasty.
It is.
And so delicious and so allegedly good for you. And that's because it's got vitamins, not just electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a thirst quencher. It's healthy. But it does.
Potassium,
taste good.
Sodium, it's got all the things you need.
I'm trying to deprive myself.
Did you get the sample? And I know this is not a shill for an advertiser. We do it enough. But Liquid IV came out with something that blew my mind. So I got a free sample of one that helps you go to sleep. Have you gotten that yet?
No.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, two nights ago.
Like a melatonin IV?
Well, yeah. No, it's the same powder, Mike, but you just put it in whiskey.
No, I'm being serious.
Stop it. They're an advertiser.
It's simply a joke. It's simply a joke.
You can't help to do shtick when we're talking about, are they going to go wide with this or what's going on?
It was a surprise. It was like.
I haven't gotten it. Send me one.
This was part of my subscription that we talked about that I'm paying for. And
right?
And then like a little gift came. And I was like, oh, is this like a rogue Liquid IV? They're like, no, new sample.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know.
But here's the problem.
Right. Look, Carla has been telling me, especially when we're taping early, as we are on Friday, to pack it in. It's very, very hard with the sports world and where we are now.
Oh, I was so keyed up. After the playoffs last night,
we never got an answer on your bladder, though.
Yeah, yes, you know,
I think you've got bladder issues. I think you've got you're dancing around this, and I think you've got.
I pee more
you're
often
at the
now.
Age right now. I'm
older.
Prostate is probably due to be checked.
You can't handle
frequently.
The truth.
Well, I will probably. I'm due for a checkup, so I'll probably tip him and get that done too.
Do you feel like you're urinating more frequently than normal?
Oh yeah. Yeah, but I think that's also, I mean, that's what comes with when you get into your upper 40s. I mean, I used to be able to sleep through the night no matter what. And now, like 3 a.m., and that's what, you know what I hate is if you have to pee about 45, 50 minutes before your alarm is set to go off.
Oh, it's the worst. And that's what it's been for me all week.
Yeah.
That is when I wake up and it's there. And it's not the kind that, it's never the kind where you have to jump out of bed. It's the kind where you're sitting there and you're going, hello, Mr. Bladder.
Yeah, you're thinking about it. You're thinking
how
about it.
How are you? Hey, how's it going? Yes, I know you're there. I don't feel like getting up yet.
But so you don't get out of bed,
but you're awake.
But you are awake because of it.
Because you're to go back to sleep, there might be an involuntary release.
Yeah, but I mean, then I'm disappointed with the with what happens. I mean, it's just
the
like,
result.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, You know what I want when I'm awakened in the middle of the night as a 59-year-old man by my bladder. You know what I want to have happen when I finally go to the potty? I want it to be like it's it's right after the second intermission of a Caps game. And I've been drinking the 16 ounces.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's
yeah.
what I want.
Yes.
I want a potential stadium stop type of urinary urgency.
Yes.
Excuse me.
You want a
That's
golden?
Gross. Can
a
we be any grosser when golden, I'm burping talking about this? Let's be that.
What you require, Mike, is a beautiful golden arc. And sometimes you just don't get it.
Do you ever have to pee so bad when you're at a game where you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then there's a line and you're waiting and waiting, and then you stand up there and your bladder's so full that it doesn't come out fast?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
You ever had that
especially
happen?
If it's a time issue.
Yeah, because you're working against your body.
Working against your body.
One of the worst times for that for me, I can tell you the moment, it was a Paul McCartney concert, and he said, we're going to do one from the new album now. And it looked like Exodus. Everyone left the stadium to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you had to get in line and you had to pee. And you had 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Because so they don't even want Paul McCartney doing his new stuff.
No one wanted to hear anything from the Fireman.
Can I ask you a question?
Play the hits.
You've seen him a dozen times, right?
Four times.
Okay. Four times, same thing. Dozen times. Wouldn't it say, I'm an adult, I've seen him play this song, I gotta go take a leak, I'm gonna go.
You see, Oscar, this just goes to show what a child you are, because you never know when he's gonna play Live and Let Die. And that, with the fireworks and the explosions, that's the reason you go. That's a show. And if you miss that,
let's
you're
get
screwed.
Back. You know, we keep
He's not answering the question.
No, I pee much more often than I used to.
So do you think you have something wrong? Do you think you should go see a urologist?
Well, I mean, just for pleasure.
This is the dumbest
I've been a urologist.
I have too.
They just tickle, they cough, and then you move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I've been to one. I've been to everyone. I've been to every specialist known to mankind.
The piping.
Don't you have the Florida shopping plate for doctors?
Yeah, well, you know what they, you know what you get down in Florida? The worst one down here is wound care.
Oh no! Oh,
yeah.
When you're so old, you don't heal anymore.
Hey, that's skin.
A lot of times it's hey, let's take a look at the foot, Mrs. Nelly.
I know it's unfortunate, but I'd like to avoid that.
We're concerned about it
because you don't really, you don't focus on your health. You don't, and yet I look like this. No, you always say when you're sick you have allergies. Remember when you were sick for a year?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you had that? And and you kept saying allergies.
Well, the allergies were a complication.
Didn't you think you had allergies when you had like a deep lung infection?
No, it was bronchitis.
But you blew it off as allergies.
Bronchitis isn't normal.
Tray treatable. Very treatable. Right.
Just want to make
sure.
But it
isn't common and normal to live with.
Well, you know what?
When is your next physical?
Let's see. What is it? It's April now, right?
Yes, so it's April, right?
2025.
He doesn't want to answer. He doesn't like talking about it.
I'm done too.
I can't compete against him today.
This reminds me of yesterday.
And a quick anecdote. And I apologize, Mike, for hijacking it. Just remembered.
This is a new word this week is anecdote.
He loves it.
He likes the idea that he's finally figured out how to pronounce it. I'm learning.
And you also
celebrate that.
You're using it properly. Yes. And I know I like the UC. Practice makes perfect.
Yes.
Before the end of the show, I bet he says, I've had the poison, but luckily I had the anecdote.
I've got another one for next week.
Oh, good.
What I've been working on, I can't even pronounce it yet.
He keeps ripping the pages off the calendar. Let's do a test
since you brought it up, Rob.
Right.
Let's do a test for our boy here. Okay. Right. So you're about to tell a little story.
Yeah.
That is an anecdote.
Yes.
All right. If you are bitten by a timber rattlesnake in the woods,
poisonous.
You must get to the hospital so they can administer... And what?
Antidote.
All right. You know what? I thought I'd get him, but I didn't get him. That's awesome. Continue with your story. Very good.
They are selling little cubby holes for the mausoleum here in Glover Park. They just opened up for a fundraiser to fix the...
Well, when you say cubby hole, I hate to hijack again, but is it an actual... place of interment?
Yeah, it's where you put your ashes.
Okay.
Like Forest Lawn where they have the ashes and they have a wall where people have the...
DiMaggio sent flowers to Marilyn Monroe 3 times
a week. Okay, all right, okay. Why? Why was that? Why? Why? You had to. You couldn't help yourself. You couldn't help your abnormal personality. You had to... DiMaggio sent... No. I'm trying to explain what we're talking about, and you've got to give that part of your brain that ejaculates those useless facts has to come out there.
Something has to come out.
I was going to say, that's working better than down there.
Yes, that's working far superior to that. They're the little squares you have like on a marble wall, and that's where ashes are interred with celebrities, and you can see some amazing celebrities at Forest Lawn. If I don't know if it's open to the public, but I assume it is. It's a cemetery.
Sure.
So you can go see that. So what were you saying about this?
A block away, there's a cemetery.
Yes.
That for some reason, and for who knows, if it's because of the politics of the Glover Park area, it's been unkept. Nobody really knew who owned the property. And as of late, a community effort has come along to actually make it beautify the area again. And they are
of the cemetery.
It's a pretty nice cemetery.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I look, there are people that have been buried there since 1734. Like I walk Santos up and down.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is it a private entity? Is it a private? I mean, most cemeteries are a business.
It's public. It's just public.
It's so old that it was
1783. Like multiple 1700 families.
So this is a city run cemetery.
Yes.
Well, that's amazing because DC's public works are normally spot on.
So, my wife tells me that when she walks the dog, she sees all the gossips on top of the hill talking about what's happening with the Starbucks downstairs, what's going on with the Rite Aid, like just all the gossip from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. How's the Rite Aid doing across the street?
Not very well. It's beautiful.
I didn't think so.
But it's empty.
Yeah.
For some reason,
and there's a rumor about that.
People prefer CVS.
They do.
Happened in Manassas, right? Didn't they close the one in Manassas? Right? They closed a bunch of them.
But Manassas has plenty of drugstores.
Yeah, that's true. As soon as one closes, another one opened. You know what would have helped the Rite Aid in Manassas? A cemetery.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a deli aisle. That would have been nice as well.
So she finds out that there's a cemetery.
She said,
where you can bid on a little area for your ashes.
Yes. And I come from a world where my mom sat me down when I was 11 years old. And I sat there with the guy who was selling tombstones, and she said, okay, pay attention.
Or was he selling plots?
Whatever, plots. She's going to be buried.
Yeah. Do you remember that road when we drove into my house where they had the guy that sold memorials?
Yes.
The granite store.
Yeah.
You had two of them on Route 28.
Right. Plots are
tires,
different.
Tires and granite.
Tires and granite tombstones.
How would you like to purchase a very small piece of real estate?
So you're selling
your mom sits you down to get a plot.
Not for her. She had me sit down within the conversation and translate half of what was going on. And I'm 11 and I'm starting to cry because I don't want to think of my parents dying. She's laying out. We're all going to be laid out.
What is 6 feet in metric?
I don't know. Okay. But she says, but she didn't know. And what I didn't know is that she bought these plots in Waldorf, Maryland. She got hoodwinked by this guy from the church.
Beautiful.
Shocker, right?
Yeah.
We're ever going to bury her in Waldorf, Maryland. God bless you. Not driving out there to see you.
How did this happen? How did this whole thing
go down? Because my mom, it was a rube, and the guy came from church, and I remember he was a slick willy, and my dad wasn't home, right?
Don't ever get in a business discussion with somebody from church. They'll use you.
So
God wants you in Waldorf.
We live in Olney. The other side of the planet for you, not around here. Let me tell you.
So does she still own a plot?
She still owns it. She owns five plots. Five plots.
She is the Donald Trump of graveyards.
It's just ridiculous. She goes, remember, we've got the plots in Waldorf. Like, we know anybody there. We would ever drive there.
Right.
You could resell it.
So, yeah, I get that. But I thought it was going to be cost prohibitive for something in D.C. near where we live.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is our home. This just is our home. And I said, Shannon, what do those little cubby holes cost? Because maybe we could pick one up for my mom. And she'll be close to us when she passes, maybe my dad too. And she says, why are we talking about this? We should actually pick some up for us now. The prices are just going to go up.
And look for a Groupon.
You're something else. I don't understand you sometimes. So you start doing basically what your mom's doing. What your mom did in Waldorf, you're doing in Glover Park.
Yeah,
right,
but he's
now.
But he's doing it with a business degree.
Well, there's 650 that they had put up, right? And it said, ask the gossips how much of these are running for, because they've sold 230 of them already. They're going to go, Mike. They're going to go.
Do you know the price?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell my wife
figure
out.
I didn't know if you
and
knew
she
yet.
Starts crying. Oh. And I'm like, what is wrong? I was like, this is an opportunity. We don't want to drive to Waldorf to see my mom. She's going to go soon. So is dad. Let's throw them up the street. You know,
based on my knowledge of your family history, I don't think the waterworks displayed by your wife would be would be a result of thinking about the demise of your mother.
No.
No.
It might have been. I think the crying might have been that she'd been assigned another task.
She said, I said, what's the big deal? You know, I come from a world where we talk about death. And she says, well, I don't want to buy our own burial plots now. Like, I don't mind your parents, but what about us? I was like, maybe we should get one for Santos.
Oh, no. Now, that's sad.
And we still don't know the cost, right?
That is a to-do today. Because they're going to go.
Yeah.
They're going
to
go.
Something to look forward to on Monday. I'll remember that one. That's for sure.
Do you have a plot? Do you have arrangements for yourself?
I go between the ego of being buried.
Yes.
And having an actual real place for people to visit. And the family thing where my father and my mother are both, their ashes have been scattered on Frenchman's Bay. Mm. But you know how I feel a little conflicted with that area, right?
Yes, of course.
I know that I don't want to
Don't you
to
have
be
to
buried
be, Mike, don't
Florida.
You have to be, you have to be scattered on your 2 weeks.
Well, no, yes,
Florida.
Exactly. It's a share.
Waldorf is my Florida.
Yeah.
Just so you know that I don't want to have to drive to see my mom.
Well, did I ever tell you about the scattering of the ashes where we were on the boat and we were out in the
scattering? I wish you would, because actually coming up next month, we're scattering my Uncle Pete because he was cremated as well.
I think I might have mentioned it, but, I was scattering the ashes, and then we do have to break because we're running into the opening bit, but I'm scattering the ashes with my mom, and it was so gut-wrenching. I wrote some words at the dock to say in front of the family. I couldn't get through it. The first time I had to gather myself and do it. It's the first time I really sobbed in front of people because I was that. It was that closure. It was that final. Right. Then we take her out. And we take her out on a little tiny 19-foot boat with me and Carla and my niece and nephew and Paul and Kathy and Sarah and Bill. They're the niece and nephew's husband and wife.
A lot of people for
wife,
that craft.
A lot of people. And we start to, we put it out. Kathy was really smart and got some flowers to scatter on the water while we were scattering her ashes. And we're pouring it out and we're pouring it out. And we're pouring it out, and we're pouring it out. And at one point, I'm pouring, and I say, "Jesus Christ, she was 89 pounds. How many ashes are in here? This ash bag is like the size of a hefty bag. It just won't stop.
Like you're spreading
it's
mulch.
Just the urn." I said, "Is this are we scattering ashes, or is this like a Shriner's Clown College coming out of one of those cars? Because it would not stop." And then the boat turned a little bit, and the wind shifted, and we had a Lebowski moment where the and so I think of that, and it's just not but it ended up being a very nice thing. And we
beautiful
got some video
moment.
Of of the ashes, but I mean, my God, I think everything's on the up and up, but I read a lot of these horrible news stories because it's our job,
right?
And I'm saying it was a beautiful moment with my mom, but I'm thinking there might have been three or four other people in
it. Kind of like
thank you.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Seth Rogen, everybody.
All right, I've landed. I'm here. We said our hellos. Can we please go to f***ing Carl's Jr.?
I would love to. I'm on, I can't really eat that. I'm on this cleanse.
You're on a what?
I'm on a cleanse.
What?
It's good for you. I didn't know. You're supposed to take six a day.
That's not true.
It
you're
is
supposed
true.
To twice a day.
No, that's not true. That's what they used to think. Now they know you're supposed to six times a day.
So you're not drinking, you're not smoking weed, you're not...
No. I'm drinking, I'm smoking weed.
But...
I'm on a cleanse, I'm not psychotic. Look, man, if you stopped eating gluten, you'd feel way f***ing better all day. Whenever you feel shitty, that's because of gluten.
That's not true. Who the f*** told you not to eat gluten?
It's just true.
You don't even know what gluten
I know
is.
What f***ing gluten is?
No, you have no idea
I
what
I do
gluten.
Know what gluten is. Gluten's a vague term. It's something that's used to categorize things that are bad. You know? Calories. That's a gluten. Fat. That's a gluten.
Somebody just told you you probably shouldn't eat gluten. You're like, I guess I shouldn't eat gluten.
Gluten meat's bad, man, and I'm not eating it.
Mmm. Oh. Each bite is better than the previous bite. Gluten!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Man, gotta love that gluten. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're so glad, so proud, and so glad to have you with us. We are all the way from Perth, Australia to Maricopa County, Arizona. By the way, send us your cities for next week.
Send them in.
Pine City, Minnesota, Cedar Key, Florida, Felton, Delaware, Cochranton, Pennsylvania. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone, our good friends and our wonderful neighbors and an incredible company. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy is softening, and because of that, interest rates are down, down, down.
They're the lowest they've been in a full year, and chances are there will be no interest rate hikes this year. That's thanks to inflationary pressure that never happened.
They never
were talking
happened.
About it.
Where
did
is it?
Did not happen.
Gone.
rates are back around 4%. And with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act now. Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. I had an idea about the show.
Yes.
This is not even an idea that I might... I probably won't implement this until next year around the holidays.
Okay.
But I will tell you that I think that I'm come next year, and that's after the summer, I'm going to spruce this place up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get this place the way I want, I'm going to make it a guest-friendly environment. Because I've got some wonderful people down here that I'd like to have pop by and just you know,
let's
whether they're
build
friends,
a set.
Yes.
Whether they're guys that are busting my balls or whatever, make it friendly.
Let's
I'll probably need some help.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
I'll probably need some
help. I would love to help.
That'd be so much fun.
So I'm giving you notice of 8 months, 9 months that let's do something down here so we can make this room
do it in the fall
a little bit better. Do it in the fall. Because we're not busy in the fall. But let's do it. That's the time we want to do it.
That's what I mean. I'm flying down.
96-year-old guy that they're honoring down here in Cocoonville.
Mm. Right.
Flying him up to the memorial. Flying him back in the same day. He's going out. Just it's just an amazing story. And I thought I knew the guy. And then yesterday, I was up at the Cocoonville driving range. Ooh. And... All by myself up there, and there's only one guy next to me. And I recognize this. It's this guy. I said, there's no way he's 96. There's no way he's 90. And he is the sweetest, nicest guy by the name of Frank, and just just an incredible dude. And I thought I'd share a story with you about...
Oh, he's a World War II vet then. I'm doing the math
World
in
War
my
II
head.
Vet. Yeah. And just as pleasant... And they said they're making the arrangements for him to come up to these memorials. And I think the airline said, will he require a wheelchair? And his wife said, or his daughter, I'm not sure who was making the arrangements, said, well, I'll ask him when he gets back from the driving range, which is just, I think, a wonderful little story. Yeah. And he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that. But I think that there are interesting stories
sure.
down here to be told. And there is something that you two will enjoy thoroughly. There are tremendous ball busters down
Great.
Here
Great.
As well. And I have been here long enough now where I've decided that expanding one's horizons a little bit by bringing some of these people.
Oh.
Now it's fraught with peril. It's fraught with peril. I will record a disclaimer. A mile long.
With great
before
risk.
Before I bring one with great risk.
Comes great
and by
reward.
The way, this is rarefied air. This is not going to be, I'm going to be very careful about who I choose
sure.
to buy. And this does not necessarily require all the people that I hang out with. Dana. This could be anybody that I want to bring by
I
that
love
might
this.
Be going on a
this
tour.
This is fun. Could we
it's time. It's time to expand. This is home. We are dug in down here.
Yes.
This is where I'm going to be spending many months of the year, including with hurricanes and whatever comes
yes.
My way down here. So I'm thinking of an, you know, you've done all the work up there with the beautiful facility.
Yeah.
I think the
Butler
facility,
cabin,
even though it's home based,
there.
I think Butler Cabin. What a lovely,
I like that.
What a lovely motif that would be.
Yes.
You
See,
walk
he's
in,
great at that.
Yes.
He's great at that.
You
kind
give
of
them
stuff.
A green jacket.
Yes.
When they walk in.
The Paisley O'Mara jacket. Have them come in and do that. It should be special.
Come in and say, what are you, about a 44 short?
But I think really,
I
that
think
would
that
be
is
something I'd like
yeah.
to
you
do.
You think I'm kidding. I think that is possible.
I do too.
I think that
and
is possible.
Know, I mean, I don't, I think that it
Wait,
needs
we're gonna
to be
have to,
done.
We're, because you've, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, you don't have that many people that visit.
So don't we have could, that many could, people that
we could,
visit.
That long term, I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we could could we turn that room into a set?
You could turn that room into a set. You could turn that room into
Ooh,
a dedicated
see, that
studio.
Helps.
Yeah.
The room.
Now, by the way,
the
when
time,
you do that,
interesting
when you
background.
Do, when you yeah. do that, yeah. I have to make it. I have yes. to make it very clear.
Layers.
I want it to be. How do I say this? I do want it
Fabulous.
To be modified. No, stop it. I want it to be something where, you know, if I had to in the dead of night, you know, if the law came and I needed to break it down, I could get out of it. But I'd like it to be more of a dug in situation.
So,
I mean, it's really more now like a studio in the corner of a storage room.
Yeah. That's what it is. This is what I, and it's great we're having this conversation. I've had some offline conversations about, with the guys about that opportunity down there. So the idea that we're even talking about this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a larger lift, but within a week's time, we could definitely get that done. And I would say that for you, especially, do you ever sleep on that couch? I need to know just for context.
Do I ever sleep on that couch? Any sleeping that's done on a couch, be it a marital argument.
Yes.
Be it somebody
snoring.
In the last year, it has not been used for sleeping.
Could we incorporate that couch into the set?
Yes.
All right.
I'm thinking that we could put it off to one side where it's not a primary.
Yes.
What I'd like to see behind you, Mike, if we could do some way.
What about a Game of Thrones motif?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really?
Dragon.
Shut up!
He's on the big throne.
Okay.
Right? And then people will kneel in front of him when they come in.
Well, no, I'm serious. I think it would be something where I'd like to see.
Butler
I've got
cabinet.
This cabinetry, and I think it could be. It's what I want to see is a reasonable amount of space for a studio.
I want to see behind you some texture. I want to see something that you're in focus, and we have something behind you that is a little more visually interesting than the backdrop. The backdrop is fine, serves its purpose.
I'm thinking of modular shelving. Yes, something that looks great on camera. Well,
and some of the things you refer to, like your circus hat and your little toys and
knickers.
All I want is a space where if I want to pull a guest, come in here. If I want to panel with Mike, Mrs. O'Mara one day, if I want to have Michael come in, you know,
I will build you a set like they're walking onto a remote studio.
Okay, so be it.
I'm going to need that couch to sleep on for a week.
You know what?
That's why you're so worried about the couch.
I will live with you.
No, you can sleep in Michael's room, and Michael will sleep in our bedroom. So that's fine.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the pirate ship anymore.
And if Rob comes down with you, Rob and you will sleep in the queen together.
Yes, with a lion licking our toes.
As long as you'll hold me.
Drinking a Heineken. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's a viral video that I've been laughing about all week long. But I'll send that to both of you after the show is over. That's funny, too.
Please.
Let's analyze Easter. Can we analyze Easter, please? Because it is a holiday that that I've never really understood. And I'm aware of the holiday. I'm aware. I was raised Catholic. Mm. Easter is the big, big holiday in Catholicism.
Great story behind it with the Stations of the Cross when they get up and tell the stories. It's great.
Yeah, it's the death of Jesus and his ascension to heaven.
Yeah.
And I understand that part of it. What I don't understand is that everything surrounding Easter,
it does not make sense.
Like, for example, the Catholic version of Easter Sunday.
Yes.
You know, you have... And Rob mentioned Stations of the Cross. That's a little in the weeds for non-Catholics.
A lot of work.
Stations of the Cross
not for
are
Jesus, for us.
Jesus's walk up to the crucifixion site
and
all the things he endured in the Bible story where he eventually is killed by the Romans. Now,
spoiler alert.
But that's Easter.
Yes, thanks, Mike.
But Easter is a happy story of rebirth because Jesus died and went to heaven.
He took 72 hours.
At the light at his father. He will come again in glory to judge.
Oh, look at this
death,
man.
And his kingdom will have no end. Anyway, I understand all that, but let me say, then you throw in, so that's fine.
Right.
And it's a pretty heavy duty story. It's the most dramatic. It's probably more dramatic than Christmas.
Oh, definitely more dramatic,
because it has death in it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but then...
Exodus is pretty good, though.
But you've got the secular side of Easter, which when you compare that to Christmas, just leaves me cold.
Yeah.
Where in the name of holy F did the bunny come from?
I don't know the bunny.
Where did the Easter bunny with pink... What?
It's originally, like Christmas, it was originally a pagan holiday, and the Easter bunny represents rebirth and spring.
The Easter bunny represents rebirth and spring?
But it's hump and make babies.
Just like the Christmas tree represented a tree that stayed green during wintertime, so the pagans celebrated that tree, they celebrate the rabbit as this... You know, sign of
and
spring.
And don't call him a rabbit. He's a bunny.
He's a bunny. I'm
That's
sorry.
Right. Now, I know
when
the egg.
When did you become expert on holiday?
What's going on? Not a theologian.
Well, you see, he hates everything about God.
He's an atheist.
And he feels that he must know his opponent.
He is an atheist.
You learn a lot.
So you're up on the pagan. So the Easter Bunny is like a pagan tradition?
Yeah, it's a holdover from pagan traditions that got kind of smoothed over by Christianity when they came in and converted people.
Now, I know the egg is something similar because the birth of the chick from the egg is symbolic of rising from the grave as well.
And then they've upgraded that egg with peanut butter.
Right. And you can freeze it.
And you know what? They are talk about the ad campaign. What's the ad campaign now for Reese's? No worries, or we're not sorry, or something. Not sorry, Reese's.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
First off, they're doubling down on how unhealthy it is.
You're embracing it. Yeah. Not sorry. That's what it is. Not sorry. We know you are pouring, speaking of gluten, we know you are pouring a gluten sugar bomb into your bloodstream. Not sorry.
So
we've got pink and green, and then we've got hats, and we've got Easter. And
Are we missing out on what should really be on our minds? Christmas is, as far as like, The overall holiday is, presents and fun. But Easter is when the Sunday dresses come out, Mike.
The Sunday dresses
come
out. Oh,
yeah, your finery, yeah.
Well, you've got your finery, everybody. That's when people truly dress up on Easter Sunday. But at the same time, we had the Easter Catholics.
Yes.
Where the people that didn't go to church all year, it wouldn't be Christmas. Some of them would be Christmas. But all of them would come on Easter. Because for some reason, that holiday was when everybody decided they were going to pack the church and come in there. And then you have
it's not as busy of a time of year. It's a more convenient time to be a once-a-year Catholic. Because with Christmas, there's lots going on.
Did you go to church on Easter? That's a common question.
Where do you weigh in on the sunrise service?
Well, the sunrise service is like midnight mass. It's the same thing where...
Exactly!
it's kind of a nice thing to
gimmickry,
do.
Gimmickry.
Gimmickry. We're all going to die. We're all going to go to hell. Yeah. We're all going to go to hell. No, when I'm thinking about it, though, the Easter egg roll, and that's got to be more recent, right? No, they had it when I was a five-year-old. We had the Easter egg hunt, not the egg.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Easter egg roll at the White House, but there's an Easter egg hunt at a lot of different places. And the Easter egg hunt is a celebration of American greed like you have never seen before, where kids... it's trying to stuff their bags and stuff. Let me just say that the holiday, I always felt as though the holiday was a little bit odd.
Well, it also depends how you celebrate. For my family, it was the five-hour mass, the Latin mass, just by Latin, not
very
Latin.
Religious.
Mm. It's Latino mass. It's in Spanish, and it's forever.
So did you dread it because you were going to be in church for 5 hours?
It was usually a three-hour game when you go on Sundays with mom, and then it became a five-hour ordeal.
Your regular service was a 3 hour.
Oh, Latin mass is so long. Forget your
Sundays. How long did you go to Latin
mass? Well, I was probably 17, 18.
I thought by the time you were born, the Latin mass was completely. So you're saying in Hispanic churches, the Latin would still be much alive?
Not Latin as the original
language.
Oh,
he's not talking Vatican
II. The Latino.
He's talking Spanish.
Latino, yes. Okay. The Spanish mass.
3 hours in the Latino?
Forever. People would cramp up.
I definitely have to pee during that.
45 minutes. 45 minutes.
3 hours. So you get there at 1, you're done if you're lucky by 4. And I remember to tell my mom and be like, Mom, the American mass, the English mass, is an hour. We should go to that.
Yeah.
Then we can go get pancitos and cuñapes and salteñas at the Mercado Latino
Done. Do you have any memory of what the... Because I have a memory of going to the Catholic service where we were so time conscious that at the end, the prayer that they say before they serve communion would be the longest prayer of the day. And there would be the abbreviated version, and there would be the super long version, and there would be the version in between.
Did you have in your Catholic church, which we had, a missalette, which was like a public thing?
They were
numbered 1 through 4.
1 through 4, and they maybe 4 or 5. I don't know.
And I remember, Mike, the short one started. The short one started with the phrase "the fountain of all holiness." And if you heard Fountain of All Holiness, you knew you were
out of there.
You saved about 8 minutes there.
And it was
Boom.
The most tedious prayer in the whole thing, and it would go on and on and on. So my question to you in the Latin service, what Where did the length come from? Okay. Did it come from where did that 3 hours?
And not like the fun not the fun singing that you see in these new wave churches where it was like, whoa, like singing like rock and roll bands.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, it's called a praise band, Oscar.
I did not know. That's right. The fun churches.
Hell, Jesus loved it. All right, what?
These is their old songs. They had a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking long songs. Like, go and play a CD songs.
All
like
six extra verses?
Songs. All six verses. Jeez.
They would sing forever.
On a hill far away.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's like the Spanish version, which I don't know.
That's the only one. But all eight verses.
And it was full of pageantry. The guy would come around with the smoke and smoke you out.
The smoking pocketbook.
That's the incense.
We were the bees. And he was trying to get you out.
Smoking pocketbook. We're all going to hell. You know, you have a hostility towards it that is much more pointed. You know that you truly do. You have a hostility towards the Catholic Church that I've never really examined.
I don't know. It seems like a good outfit to me.
No. You be serious. Where does your real? You kind of. I mean, you go to services.
I had two.
You embraced your Protestantism.
I had two grandmothers that were both very Catholic. My mom's mother was so Catholic; she was wearing the black mantilla veil when she went into mass.
Nice.
She was next level.
They're taking care of their skin.
And
did that go away? Just out of curiosity, did that happen to go away when your father extricated himself from that family?
I don't think so.
Because I sense that in a big way. It's like, hey, we're not going to that crap anymore, Robbie. Hop in the back of the car.
For many years.
We're going to Farrell's Ice Cream.
For many years when I...
Red Eyes Duck Bar.
Spent a lot of time living at Big Daddy's house, you know, my mom's dad. I would go to church twice. For many years I did this. We'd do the 8:30 mass, and then his Methodist church was at 11. And I just, after watching both of them... And
no wonder that's where it comes from.
Well, no, but you see, I don't hate the
Sundays were ruined.
I don't hate that Protestant faith. I like that Protestant faith, and I like the way that church had a different sort of sense of feeling and a atmosphere. The X's and O's are still the same.
Still dissing the Catholics.
Yeah. What about the Catholics?
What about the Catholics?
Well, what about
can we be president
one
day?
I think Kennedy was a fine man. But
okay, it's a break. Come on. All right, we have
answer the question.
I will say this.
He is the dancing bear.
Yes.
He will not answer questions directly. It's difficult today.
I think there's too much structure and too much the joy of, hey, this is our ritual. We're Catholics and this is what we do. We're going to stand up, we're going to kneel, we're going to sit, we're going to shake hands.
There's plenty of that in your Methodist crap.
Yeah, but you know what? There's not as much. And you know what? Okay, I'm not the one turning this into a contest.
All right, I know. It's and I don't go anyway, so it's like I don't know why I'm defending it.
You don't have a pope in this fight.
Because I was raised Catholic. Because I went every day of my life till my 18th birthday, for God's sake. And then after that at Marist College until I got in the fight with a guy and broke his nose. Anyway, we'll take a break
CCD.
And we will come back. All right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Meara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Meara Show from TuneIn. Number 2208, full course meal, 1 hour 22 minutes.
Today on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh my God, that's friggin' unbelievable. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Pauly. Never forget. Thank you very much, Pauly. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. The Bonus Show, a podcast unlike any other. The Bonus Show, it's compelling without ever being stodgy. It's fun and frivolous and a pure, sweet delight. It's an entertaining frolic that will remind you of the old days at the soda counter in the corner drugstore, or a refreshing dip in the old swimming hole. It's like a night in the meadow chasing aimless fireflies. Mm. Yes, the Bonus Show is all things to all people.
Yes.
Think of it as a magical sixth episode of TMOS that you can grab every week if you just have the balls to do it. Subscribe now, just like we did in the old days. And if you don't subscribe, you're a harebrained, crooked, dishonest, useless, repulsive dick.
Yes.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Go to MikeOMeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So buy it, try it, and now let us dance around the maypole and then make love. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, let's go Caps. Want to give a salute to our little hockey team.
Rock the red.
Woo! Yes, sirree. Throwback to when I was there. Used to love it. Fantastic opening game against Carolina Hurricanes. Yes, it was wonderful that they beat them. Held on to beat them because it almost got nervous in the third period, and I put a little bitty lowercase zang out there.
It brought me great joy, Mike. When you distribute a small zang like that, it's like, you know, come on, try a little harder. You did it, but try a little harder.
A note to Capitals fans all over the world. I'm just going to hold out that I want to make this very clear on this show. There may not be a zang for every single game.
Well, I just have
to be honest. I don't want to be called on the carpet if I happen to be at a function and I'm not able to get my zang out there. I'm not going to fake it, but I'm going with the first game of the playoffs, I cemented my reputation as a Caps fan by putting my zang out there.
What about a BZ, Mike? A belated zang?
I am very bitter that they fired their coach. I am very bitter that the organization got rid of Barry Trotz after they won the Stanley Cup. It was not a cool move.
Okay, first, let's address one thing. That if you need a Zang plan, we're here for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can alert you, scoring alerts.
No, I just want people to know.
We can let you know. And are the Caps, is the Caps front office actually... Are they being vindicated on that firing that it was about the team and not the coaching?
Right. So far they are. They made the playoffs. They've had a great year. We'll see what happens. But the Islanders are right there too. The Islanders who hired Barry Trotz are right up there too. So it'll be fun to watch. Mm. But it's fun. The only thing I take issue with, and this has been my a little bee in my bonnet for a while. Yeah. They show a picture of Max Scherzer last night enjoying the game. I don't know what it is, but I am not a fan of... I'm all for other athletes in the off season coming and enjoying. When the other team is in season, like the Nationals are, I just have this feeling that it just kind of ticks me off that you see them with the A-list seats when they ought to be, you know, home practicing.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. I don't know why that bothers me, but they showed, you know, Nationals player, and he was with a couple of people that looked like they're the typical wannabe hang-arounders, you know, that hang around sports stars. We saw those in D.C. Yeah. We've seen them forever.
I am one of those guys.
You walk around with a sports star, and you feel like you're
a sports star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turtle Santana. I'll drive you from place to place.
I'll be on the practice squad.
The greatest sports star moment for me was walking through the D.C. waterfront down by the Washington Harbor and walking with John Riggins, who was wearing a cowboy hat. I'll never forget that. I was part of that entourage, you know. And, of course, it ended like many of those Riggins evenings with, you know, him looking at me and go, Mr. O'Meara, you don't become a Hall of Fame member.
Was that an ex-Benedict night?
Yeah. Did it twice. Probably twice we went there once he fell asleep.
Yeah.
Let's focus on
the time he stayed awake. That was nice.
It was great. It was great. First thing he did was, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Are you happy for Ovi at least? Can you take joy in some of the players?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm very happy. Look, I have to be honest. This is kind of a purge right now.
Okay.
Let it go.
Down here. First thing Oscar asked me, he said, did you watch the golf tournament? I said, yeah, I looked in on it, and I looked in on the Caps game. Down here, I said to my wife this morning, I said, you know, I feel a disconnect with spectator sports. And she said, well, welcome to Florida. And she's right. We're doing stuff here all the time.
Because you're living.
Yeah.
You're not watching.
I think that the sports teams in the northern climes, especially like football, where, you know, if you live in Cleveland and it's 43 degrees and drizzling, you know, Monday through Friday, you're going to go, you know, rip the top off a beer can and paint your face orange.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's it. And that's what you've got. I got a lot of other things down here.
You don't need to look at your high def television to see a beautiful golf course.
I don't have to live at a beautiful golf course.
California, especially Los Angeles area and Southern California.
Think about
the pictures we have seen. And look, Phoenix is like that, Mike.
Herndon.
Phoenix is like that.
Got a train station car right there in the middle of the town. It's great.
Manassas, he's talking about.
Beautiful.
Right next to the part time ice rink.
We got
outdoor
a fence.
Ice rink.
The pavilion. The reason we don't watch sports in Manassas is because we have a fence made of bicycles. You can look at it 24/7. I know.
But
if you have choo-choo train convention
options outside of your home, you're not glued to your television.
That's sort of where. But I'm still, you know, it's still nighttime. Yeah. Little guy goes down to sleep. He had trouble sleeping. Watched a little of a hockey game with me last night. So let's go, Caps. That's all I wanted to say. And professional players, if your season's in season, don't take a seat from a fan. All right? Because I don't know. That's stupid.
Take
people
a box.
Say that's stupid.
Lurk in the shadows.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fine.
Go home and practice catching your ball in your glove. Oil your glove.
By the way, the Capitals last night, just from me to you, DGH. Okay, you got a little happy going to that third period.
Yes.
Almost gave it all up.
Don't do that.
Still a great sport to watch. What talent? What amazing talent! Even down here in South Florida, we can appreciate that. Yes, sir. And the Lightning down here, Tampa, just up the road. They're having a good season, too. Sports Talk, TMOS. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills, including a Todd Moore report.
Good.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Hey, everybody. This section of The Mike O'Mara Show, or segment, I should say, is brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most people don't do it right. Quip. We've been telling you about Quip. It is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and yes, more enjoyable. I'm showing you my Quip smile.
I awoke this morning not long after 4 a.m. and still was able to change the brush head on my Quip toothbrush.
You got
that's
up at
how
4 a.m.?
Yeah. We haven't really started today. Hi. But no, it is so easy to change and maintain your Quip.
It's quick.
You just bop, boop, bop, and it feels, the new bristles feel sensational.
Quip's sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough for your sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer, so you brush for the right amount of time. Plus, the brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. So you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. I use Quip, Rob uses Quip, Oscar uses Quip, because it guarantees that we are brushing our teeth the right way every day. That's why we love Quip. And that's why they are backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. And we thank you. All right, Todd Moore. Tomo used to be a lot more engaged with this show. And then Tomo became one of the most active political trolls that I've ever seen.
An operative.
It was truly something to behold. There are days that I thought that he was joking for a while. Then I realized he was serious. Then I started getting really pissed off at some of these posts. But I still like Tomo because he's fun and he's a good guy.
Great guy.
He has become a little removed from the Mike O'Mara Show, and that's why I'm doing this segment. I want to know you've rekindled your relationship with him, and
well,
I want to know
he moved
how
back.
Is Tomo? he moved back from Florida
3 months, right? He was in Florida for two
forever.
Or 3 months.
Ever?
By the way, I would have gone down and gotten together with Tomo, and Carla looked at these posts, and we looked at this. I said, I'm not dealing with that. I'm not dealing with that kind of. That over the top. He knows my politics, and you know if you want a friend, have a nice little friendly sparring match. But if he's that over the top, the joy that made it awkward for us,
Facebook,
so we didn't get together.
If Facebook had a font that when you read it, it sounded like, that's the average.
Tomo.
That's Todd Moore's Facebook font. it's more sans serif.
Remember, there was a movement where I said I'd never unfollow Todd, but I definitely muted him for 30 days at a time. You
30 days, Jerry.
And of late, you seem to have reconnected with your regular social schedule.
Make an effort. I'm there for you. I'm very easy to find. I'm either here or at home.
It takes two to make a friendship.
But no, Oscar, you adhere to the, to be a friend, to make a friend, you got to be a friend.
Yes,
And that's true. So, but you're back together with him. And,
you know,
I know when he left, before he left for Florida, it was a little problematic. Where are we at now?
Well, so he left for Florida just to check out the Keys, which is nice. And for years, I've always said to Todd, look, man, you could do your job from anywhere in the world. When are you just going to go do it from anywhere in the world?
I want to go somewhere warm.
They had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it. Right. And I'm talking about him and his wonderful girlfriend, Marissa, a friend of ours as well.
Mm-hmm.
They got back in town. He had reached out and we started hanging out again on and off simply because of the schedules. And he's still running his business. So as we finally get to reconnect, and I'll give you a quick anecdote again, not an antidote, where he stopped by.
Although that might be the better solution.
He stopped by the Saturday out of the blue. He called me and said, are you home? Marissa and I are riding our bikes. We rode around the monuments. We'd love to stop by and say hello, which is something.
So he reached out.
Yeah, I haven't had happen in forever. I was like, I'm actually at home. Yeah. I would love you to stop by. Come on through. I have some beers in the fridge. We can hang out.
Okay.
So our friendship, not relationship, because we're not having sex, contrary to popular belief, has been rekindled. And we don't talk about politics when we hang out.
So did you consciously rekindled? Love is a many splendor thing. No,
he's
let me ask you about
as tall as he ever was.
The not talking
but
about
somehow
politics.
Handsomer.
The not talk, is that unsaid? Or is it? Was it a conscious? We're not going to talk about
he
politics.
He knows.
It's understood.
He knows better. He knows that that's not my wheelhouse. I don't like what politics have done to, not just our friendship, but
the industry.
Everybody.
And Marissa's kind of on his team,
this
correct?
Country. Marissa is a supportive girlfriend. That's who she is.
Or is she? Is she?
I don't know her politics because she doesn't really like talking about them either. She doesn't really get into that.
She's kind of supported some of the stuff, and I don't know whether it's just I don't know if it's just the girlfriend thing or whether she's a Kool-Aid drinker as well, if you know what I mean.
But you know what?
Maybe she's the one who started it.
If they are...
Maybe
he's the supportive boyfriend.
Maybe it's her politics all along.
But I think that's the root of the problem. If they are... It's not my interest. I like them as people. I never got bought into Todd a long time ago or bought into Marissa because of their politics. We just didn't have that layer in our life. And I hate what it's doing to people's friendships, the way people that view other friends, the way people are breaking up friendships. And I'm trying to fight against that by saying, look, I get it. Things are different.
It almost broke up yours.
Well, because we were sitting there. And he kept on talking about politics, and I was like, dude, this is not what we come over to do. We come over to play board games, hang out and drink heavily, and talk about the marketplace of apps and podcasting. That's what we
do. Didn't it bother your wife a little bit?
Yeah, because it wasn't fun anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think before Florida.
But you never had, the discussion.
No, before.
I don't want you to do
this
anymore.
Before they left for Florida, I said, we don't come over here to talk politics. Like, I'm open to having an open conversation about, if it's going to be both ways.
Right.
But I'm not open to sitting here and
listening
actually,
to you pontificate.
Or actually take a deep dive into all of this. That's not who I am. That's not the way I've been built.
Oh, I bet he had a ball in the keys. I bet he was rubbing elbows with everybody that
came
felt
back
the same
from,
way.
That's what I think.
He came back from the Keys, and he's been, I think.
You're good people.
We've had a better friendship.
Right?
Good.
Because I think that for him, he probably said, he's like, look, this is my best friend. If he's telling me, hey, this is not my wheelhouse.
Right.
And it's affecting at times.
That's smart.
Like our time together.
Yeah.
Then there's no need for this. Mm-hmm. There's no need for this. Like, no, why would you troll the one guy that tells you he doesn't care?
Right.
And that's a primer for probably maintaining friendships. Whether you were a zealot, which you're not, so it's easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But even if you were like me, it would probably... Well, it's... By the way, I live that life every day.
Every day.
I am still identified. by these guys.
Yeah.
And
on the,
you know,
other,
the other
side of
on the
aisle,
other side.
Right?
They I think that sometimes, you know, I'll get, hey, this was really a good time. You know, somebody
like,
said
shockingly.
With a little question mark on the end, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not gonna talk to you about Kamala Harris the whole time around, you know, riding 18 holes of golf. But you know, anyway, we'll talk
it's
about
it. It's amazing
Pete,
you were
Pete
able
Buttigieg.
To put that aside, Mike. That's really great.
Yeah, but you know what? But now that I've moved by it, I have wonderful relationships because but you know what I'm doing now, Oscar?
Yes.
I'm shutting them down when it starts.
Smart.
Because
you quietly ask them.
Well, no, I loudly because sometimes when we're all sitting together as a joke, somebody will bring a, hey, Mike, did you read? I said, we're not doing that. I don't do that up here.
Is that normally after about three beers that someone thinks that's going to be funny?
Yeah. Or even the guy that didn't drink. So he brought it up and I shut him right down.
Good.
And it worked.
Good.
And it worked. And it's great. And I'm happier because of that. But of course, we're not close to the election yet. That's when all bets will be off. I may move.
Try to remind yourself.
Or they will.
How this. I'm serious. Look, I know that we make a lot of jokes about my interest in politics at my expense. But think about where we are right now. We are talking about personal friendships, lifelong family members that have lost family members that no longer see each other because this idealism of who you believe in and who you want to lead has completely changed. It's religion. It's turned into religion. We have friends that are Muslims. We have friends that are Jewish. We never think twice about that. Like, if we could just get to a place where it doesn't have to be this way.
It's
certainly
not the way the government was designed to be.
No.
I agree. And, you know, when I hear it articulated that way, I think that you make a lot of sense. But it's important for us to all remember one thing.
What's that?
It's Trump's fault. Anyway, let's take a break here.
Forget it. I'm going back to Florida.
Good point. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll Rob at it right. Todd in Florida. That's what I thought.
Exactly.
We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar's take. A good one this week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration's immigration policy struggle between hardliner Stephen Miller and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. And the 350 Democrats running for president. Is it good for the party? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
He was very lucid during that promo.
I invite everyone if you haven't checked out Political Persuasions, you must. And this week is a good gateway episode because Chris is sleepy.
Yeah, with his new baby.
He has lots to say with very little filter. Good guy.
That's great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it from me, buying a bra can be awkward.
Yes.
No, seriously. I've been talking about third love. Ask any woman, getting the right size bra seems damn near impossible until now, thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have already taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras focused on breast size and shape.
Yes.
So you get a perfect fit and a premium feel.
Ooh.
It will be the most comfortable bra you ever wear. Thanks to the lightweight, super thin memory foam cups, only Third Love has them. Try one on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. And the next time I talk about Third Love, we will show you the, Carlos coming in, we'll show you the Third Love bra.
Nice.
Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. And now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Mr. Oscar Santana do not in any way represent the views of this show, our listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, a new study found the most common childhood memories are these. Christmas with your family. We were doing a little memory lane earlier in the show. Going to the beach. Going to your grandparents' house. Hearing the ice cream truck. And playing in the park. I was just curious how on Oscar's take you would line up with Christmas, the beach, the grandparents, the ice cream truck, and playing in the park.
My earliest memory, and remember, I'm an immigrant, so it was walking onto an Eastern Airlines plane, dressed up in a little suit, and that's when we were coming to the States.
And so it was. It wasn't an abandoned plane.
Okay. It wasn't Con Air. So,
and you had, and in fairness to the discussions that we have today, you had a legal immigration to the United States and did so from a successful family. Yeah. Your dad was a successful man, a doctor down in Bolivia.
Yep.
And you came to the United States under the best of circumstances. And it was still extremely difficult for your family when they got here.
Well, because we had to go through the immigration. So my father, to give a little background, he was here on a diplomatic visa. So when we came to the States, it was supposed to be year to year. We were going to go back to Bolivia as soon as the contract ended. Mm-hmm. And my mom had the foresight to say, this is the land of opportunity. This is the best country in the world. I want to give my kids the best of the best. I'm going to pursue immigration status on a different track than my father, where she took a job that she was, overqualified for, but that was the one trade she could get into, which was not her trade and her education level in Latin America. And then this beauty shop owner, when we were kids, said that they would sponsor her. So they sponsored her for years.
Before. So she got the job, then they sponsored her?
Yeah, but her path, that she had the foresight to say, I need to get a job.
That's amazing.
And then I got to get sponsored. And I'll take a job that's below my education level, but I'll learn to that trade. And I'll learn to love it and sacrifice to figure out how I could get my kids into an opportunity that could benefit them in the future, right?
And look what she did. Look what Mama Santana did for all those kids. That's pretty special.
To say
get her
that.
The plot. Buy her the plot.
Yeah. A double wide. Right. A nice one. In the shade.
So, my affinity for my mom doesn't just come from her being my mom. I know how much she sacrificed for us to actually, for me to be sitting in this chair, to have the opportunities I've had for my sister and my brother. Like, my father, he worked and made a lot of this possible. My mom had the foresight to say, you'll become Americans, you'll become proper citizens, and I will sacrifice everything for it.
Someday, son, you will learn the word anecdote.
It's on the air.
You know what? It almost makes me not want to ever do the Larry King bit again.
Oh, no. Do not, please. Almost.
You're
almost.
Listening. That was a sweet story. I love that. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar, there's a new dating term called cloaking. I don't know if you've heard it. It's kind of like ghosting, where you just disappear and don't return texts or phone calls. But cloaking is even more heartless. Listen up. Instead of just ignoring them, you block the person on every app you've used to communicate, like dating apps, Facebook, Instagram, and you block their number. So there's literally no way to get in touch with you. Cloaking.
God. Wow.
A reporter in the UK coined the term this month after she got stood up on a date. The guy never showed, ignored her calls, and when she tried to hit him up on the dating app they'd been using, he blocked her. Mm. So it's total dissing, total cloaking. That would make a person, if you're on the receiving end of that, I would think you would be devastated.
Would
That's
think
so,
so
nasty.
Well,
horrible.
It's so easy to do. It's fascinating. I, Mike, this is an extension of this lack of interpersonal skills that this new generation has. And I'm talking about if you're probably 30 or younger at this point, that the idea of you just sending a text is too much to say, this isn't working out. It's not you. It's me. Or, I'm moving. Or even like the ghosting side of, I just got stationed in Texas. Like, I'm not into long distance relationships. Say something.
Yeah, something.
Say something. But no, it's the era of zero courage. No one
zero
has
courage,
any
zero courage. Accountability, not communicating. Here you go.
I'm just ghosting you. Yeah. And now I'm cloaking you.
Cloaking.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Better than docking.
It's not a category.
Disney announced a bunch of details on their streaming service, Disney Plus. It'll launch. We should probably make this Rob's take too. It'll launch on November 12th and cost $6.99 a month. It'll come stocked with a ton of existing Disney movies and shows, plus every episode of The Simpsons, three new Marvel shows, and a new Sandlot TV show.
Okay,
that's the new Disney Plus.
This is of interest, and it should be to everybody, to myself and most of the people that are in my lives, because we think about where our dollars are going for subscriptions.
Right.
And I never thought I'd feel like, oh man, Netflix has a true rival, but they have their grips, especially with the merge for Fox or the takeover of the Fox movie side of the business and their television, some of the television properties. They are going to own such large brands that I think the $6.99 is going to be a drop in the bucket for most people on top of their Netflix, because they're going to want to go see the Avengers movies on demand. They're going to.
What do you think this leaves Hulu and places like that? Do you think this is going to edge them out a little bit?
And you're not going to be shocked by this. Disney, ABC owns a big piece of
like 40% or something, because that came with Warner, right?
Because they got a big chunk of it. They so owned eventually, it before. So I
there'll be one. That's see, America.
Well, yeah. No, what it'll be a bundle. And right. This is, and here's what Disney, can I jump in for
one
second? I think Disney is playing this so smart by announcing a $6.99 price point.
Second mover advantage.
Right after Netflix sent the apologetic, well, we're raising prices.
$12 a month now.
So what this is, people are going to think, well, we might as well do it. Anyone who has a kid under the age of 10 will almost be required to get it. And think of those millions and millions of $6.99s trickling in to Disney based 90% on content that has been gathering dust.
And
it's a license to print money.
They're going to bundle it for what? $9.99 instead of the $12 with the ESPN Plus?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like they own these large properties. They already have premier bundles. So it's going to be, it helps us. Because we're going to get more for less.
Yeah.
It's going to keep the prices at Netflix where they are, because they're going to have a big competitor. But also, Apple is still trying to find their way, and they'll announce in the fall as well.
Yeah. They try to sneak in and tell you. By the way, here's your new streaming service. You know?
And it's going to cost something. Apple's press conference was, 4 hours? And what the takeaway was, oh, yeah, we're going to do one, and it's going to cost something, and it's going to start sometime, and here
Heads
you go.
Up.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, Tim Williams is the guy in the commercials.
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
No, that's not Tim McWilliams. It's Tim Williams.
Oh, sorry.
He is the guy in the commercials for that hotel booking site, Trivago.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen this Dreamboat. Guy all
You're
over.
So Dreamboat. Hot for him.
Oh, my God.
On Wednesday, he found himself in less than ideal accommodations when he got busted for DUI in Houston.
Oh, God.
Tim was found passed out at the wheel on the road with his foot on the brake. Trivago. After failing, he looks like he likes a drink. After failing a field sobriety test, he was arrested, booked, and then released on bond. There's no word on what his blood alcohol content was. Tim has been doing the Trivago ads since 2014. He's also had minor parts in The Sopranos. I don't remember him in that. And in several movies, including Beyond the Sea and Valkyrie.
Hey,
I didn't see him in
You know
Valkyrie.
What? He'd make a great Nazi.
There you go. Well, if he's in Valkyrie, he had to be a Nazi because it's all Nazis.
That's all it is,
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
This guy is the you got to get Adele guy for 2019.
Yeah.
You got to get Adele guy, had his life just completely change. That kid, then he got busted for smoking weed when weed wasn't cool or legal.
Right.
Yep.
And then he was done for.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had the best gig ever. You'd get this Essie commercial with this guy come up in front of a green screen, and somehow that company succeeded.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
And then they all the Trivago guy. Oh, and you bet there's going to be association, especially with this world of ride sharing services, of how you get home when you're hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And watch, his job will not be the same.
Do you think he could advertise an app that could get you 40% off your bail money? For J-Lo.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, according to a new study, the facial hair of primates, including humans, may also be a sign of small balls. Hair is considered an ornament, an outward display of masculinity. I think about this when I think in terms of baseball, where you see the guys with shoulder-length hair and beards down to their navels. It's
also a Tim Bertina's show.
Sure, we'll go with that. Hair is considered an ornament, an outward display of masculinity, and testes a weapon, a way to actually sexually compete with other males in the species by reproduction. The research found that humans, as well as large primates, physically lack the energy to have both a large ball sack and bushy facial hair at the same time. The study shows whether the hair manifests as a beard on human men or fluffy sideburns on a monkey. It doesn't matter. Neither have the capacity to produce lots of sperm while growing copious amounts of facial hair. That is your final story for Oscar's Take today.
That is fascinating.
Stop that, chimp.
But I will say, you know, it's funny because you're like, in my head, I'm processing this. I'm like, I wonder if I've seen other dudes' balls. Like, are they smaller? And then the idea that you even have to ask that is another conversation. I think today's man. For beards. It is such a fashion statement.
Right.
Instead of a, hey, let me grow my beard because I'm wild and crazy and I'm on
All the guys that are doing the cloaking have the big beards because they don't have any balls. There, that's full circle.
I think it's a style thing.
It's a style thing. We might disagree on that.
Hey, lady, my chin is up here.
Follow this chin.
We'll take a break. And we will come back with the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, guess who's back?
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie, again. Now, I heard some of you P1s don't have Alexa. But you do have Google Home. Well, guess what? The Mike O'Mara Show is also on Google Home. Check it out. Hey, Google, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Okay, resuming podcasts. The Mike O'Mara Show, number 2208, full course meal.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment. Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our...
That's unfriggin' believable, eh? Take
it back, I love him. Mike. I love you, Paul Christine.
He sent me bookended promos.
I tell you know what? With that effort, I will no longer play the fart sound effect during his promos.
For 1 week.
Let it be.
For 1 week. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for giving me the out there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's nearly Sunday at Augusta. It's the second one like this, but I'll give it to you. Yes, Masters Weekend is here. Are you ready for it? Well, if you need to stock up on essentials for the Masters, then look no further than the TMOS Shopping Center. This is internet shopping at its finest, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, NBA legend Bill Walton?
Right.
So whether you need a Gary Player punch bowl or a Tom Kite pubic hair
Oh,
what?
The hell?
This Tom Kite is a golfer. It was very popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or a Tom Kite pubic hair removal kit. A Lee Trevino personal massager. Or a tube of Chi-Chi Rodriguez zit cream. Or some of Phil Mickelson's delicious buckets of dry-freezed prepper food. Or maybe you want a tube of Lee Elder personal lubricant. He brought golfers up from the 60s, man. The TMOS Shopping Center has it all. It's on our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. So get ready to swing away at the TMOS Shopping Center, where bargains are par for the course. Let's open up the audio vault. Here he is, Rob Spiewak. Stop doing the Jim Nance impression.
Is Tom Kite on the seniors tour? Is he still out and about?
You got me with Tom Kite.
On Tom Kite. I remember that.
Big super glass.
This I play for Pony, but I think this is on the national consciousness. The show comes back this Sunday. Woo!
Big deal.
All in.
Big deal.
All in. After the Masters, it's Game of Thrones. My chair is going to have an indentation on it starting at about 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Now, I have to ask, can I start this season and will I be okay?
Yes.
Can begin right
you
with
should.
This. Okay.
Yeah, Rob, dive in this season and just have fun with it. I think it'll be fun for you.
You'll want to go back. It's that good.
All right. Well, you know what? I have them on demand, but I will start with the first episode so I can be current.
Well, yeah. There are also a couple of episodes. Aren't they doing the marathon thing on HBO?
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, I've got a million of them in my DVR,
2,000-plus yeah. cast members have been killed on Game of Thrones over the past few seasons.
God, that's like WJFK. Yeah.
So when people... when characters are prominent and they pass,
yeah.
it's like you start all over again.
That's fun.
So you're good.
It's all things to all people.
Or killed in this movie.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I'm all in.
I didn't know the name, Mike. I didn't know the name. Chris Cimino. He is the WNBC weatherman on Channel 4 in New York. So when Al Roker says, let's see what's going on in your neck of the woods, he's the guy they cut to. But it's New York, so it's a big deal. You would think he would know when his mic was on.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
That's
So, Mike, from now on, when we swear, I'll just do this. And we'll know to throw it back to network.
That is a great edit.
Oh, my God.
But that happened on the Today Show yesterday in New York only, on the New York cutaway. So he's talking about some guy dying and dropping an F-bomb.
Yeah, well, at least it's a small market.
40% chance, 40% chance of being fired. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, this was odd. Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, yeah, The Hills.
Yeah, she has got her new reality show coming up called Very Cavallari. And she is married to?
Oh, God, Jesus, the quarterback.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler, yeah.
And I found this odd that this was not only included in the show, but used to promote the show, talking about the time that her milk ducts got backed up.
Ooh. Yeah, I had like major clogged ducts. Jay had to get them out for me.
What?
Sucking harder than he's ever sucked. And you know what? Saved my life.
I will say this. If you say that's the hardest he's ever sucked, you never had him on your fantasy team. Now, with the unboxing videos seemingly in your rearview mirror, do you still want a showbiz career for little Michael?
No, probably not.
Because guess who they're bringing back?
Who?
Mikey.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you.
No.
Do you try it? I'm not going to try it. You try it. I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't eat it. He'll eat everything.
That's right.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Now, here's the thing that's so great.
My whole life I had to deal with that crap. Mm-hmm.
I hate that commercial.
I got that my whole life. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Eat it, Mikey. He likes it. He'll eat anything. Jesus, that's not fair. No, I'm sorry. You don't understand what you've opened up here. This is not cool.
Wait, it gets
better. No. This is a warning. I don't want Mikey coming back.
Mike is coming back, and all the auditions are at Walmart.
Oh God.
So everyone will say a swear word, and then we'll hear... Let's close with this. I did a little research. You were so put off by the fact that David Hasselhoff is making his heavy metal album. Yeah. I was able to find the first cut leaked. So we'll close with this. I don't know if you're going to like it or not.
He's covering Iron Man?
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
I'm going to stop. No. This is a mess. No. I'll be fine. No.
I get it.
No.
Well, it's got a good beat you can dance to, and I give it a 72.
That's
your magic audio vault. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you would like to leave a message for the Yak Shack, it's 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave us your calls, especially on the weekend.
Yes.
Anything you want to talk about, we'll be playing your yaks anytime. You never know when it's going to happen. Also, drop some stuff in the mail for Rob Spiewak in the mailbag. We have that for you, too.
And your cities.
New cities for the opening of the show as well. We want all of that. Weekends are the best time to think about the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara. Radio Entertainment.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look, just a flesh wound.
The point, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
I wouldn't trust you to lick a postage stamp.
Goodbye, duties.